Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, speaking about the physical and spiritual pleasures of Jannah. To different people, different things will be attractive, different things will be enjoyable in Jannah. Then depends on a person's level of ruhaniyat, spirituality. Different things will attract different people towards Jannah. So these ahadiths are speaking about the beauties, the spiritual and both the physical beauties of Jannah. عن علي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن في الجنة لمجتمع عال الحور العين يرفعن بأصوات لم يسمع الخلائق مثلها يقولن نحن الخالدات فلا نبيد ونحن الناعمات فلا نبأس ونحن الراضيات فلا نسخط طوبى لمن كان لنا وكنا له. This hadith is such a beautiful hadith. Sometimes you find a person, he's so engaged and absorbed in nazams that he sits in the car, he puts a nazam on, he's going somewhere, nazam, everywhere nazam. But actually the real thing, the best thing for a person to do is to engage in some tilawat of Quran Sharif. If you know some Quran, you should be reading some Quran. He should be making some tasbihat, some zikr. These sort of things the person should be engaging in. Now and then a person engages in nazams, etc. That is okay, just to cool the mind down, to relax, take some benefit. But it shouldn't be such a thing that all the time a person is engaged, preoccupied with nazams and singing, etc. This hadith so beautiful is telling us that when a person now enters Jannah, then how the hoors will sing a nazam for this person. Can you imagine what a beautiful nazam that will be? Person who engaged and preoccupied himself in this world with salah, with tilawat, with zikr, etc. Then at that occasion there will be a welcoming nazam sung by the hoors for this person. So this is what this hadith is describing. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be a place in Jannah where the doe-eyed damsels will assemble. They will now assemble, the hoors will assemble to sing this nazam for this person. They will raise their voices and sing in a manner which the creations never heard the like thereof. The creations never heard the like thereof of such a nazam. They will say, now this is the words of the song, we are to remain forever, we will not perish, we are to live in comfort, we will never suffer any hardship, we will remain pleased, we will never become displeased. We will never become displeased. Man just thinks a little bit in this world. Sometimes a person does something, how quickly the wife gets upset. You didn't do it like this, you didn't do it like that. So person is always worried that the wife mustn't get upset, and this is something that is common, it happens. And this is there's some blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it like that. The wife gets upset for small things, petty things. So it teaches us to be on guard. But one of the things they will tell the husbands there in Jannat, the hoors will say, we will never become displeased. Never. We will never become displeased. A relaxing life, now there's further words they're saying, a relaxing life awaits the person who is destined for us and for whom we are destined. Relaxing life. In other words, no headache, no worries, no complaints, no taqazas, everything, person will be at ease. A relaxing life awaits the person who is destined for us and for whom we are destined. An Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innakum satarawna rabbakum hayana. Wa fi riwayatin qala, kunna julusan inda Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa nazara ila al-qamari laylat al-badri, fa qala, innakum satarawna rabbakum, kama tarawna hadha al-qamara, la tudamuna fi ru'yatihi. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will see your Allah, you will see your sustainer with your own eyes. In other words, directly you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, different things will attract different people. Those that have the true ishq and the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this sort of hadith will impress them and make them so happy that we will be able to see our Allah Pak directly. That person that we love, our beloved, we will be able to see him directly. That zat, we will be able to appreciate him in Jannah. You will see your sustainer with your own eyes. Another narration states, we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he looked up at the full moon and said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked up at the full moon and he said, you will see your sustainer as you are looking at this moon. You are not blocking the view of each other in looking at it. In other words, whenever there is something that is attractive that's on this earth, everyone wants to see it, and when there's a big crowd, now it becomes difficult for the people in the back to see it. So the thought that might come to a person's mind, that if there is a big crowd and many people are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe we will find it difficult to see him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave such a beautiful analogy. He looked up at the full moon and he said, so many people are looking at this full moon, but everyone is getting the full view of it. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be like this in Jannah, that nobody, despite everyone encapsulated, everyone enchanted by the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet there will be nobody blocking the next person to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن سهيب رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة يقول الله تعالى تريدون شيئا أزيدكم ويقولون ألم تبيض وجوهنا ألم تدخلنا الجنة وتنجنا من النار قال فيرفع الحجاب فينظرون إلى وجه الله فما أعطوا شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إلى ربهم. حضرت سهيب رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when the paradise dwellers, when the people of Jannah enter Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will say to them, do you want anything more? After seeing Jannah, can you imagine how happy and how much of enjoyment they'll be experiencing? But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll even offer them, do you want anything more? So the people of Jannah now will reply, they will say, haven't you already illuminated our faces? Haven't you brightened our faces already? Haven't you admitted us into Jannah and saved us from Jahannam? This in itself is such a big thing. You saved us from Jahannam. You entered us into Jannah. So they're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haven't you already admitted us into paradise and saved us from Jahannam? Allah Ta'ala will lift the veil and they will look at Allah Ta'ala's perfect beauty. They will be able to see the perfect beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kama yaliqu fi sha'nihi, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want the people of Jannah to see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would not have been given anything more beloved than the opportunity of beholding the sustainer. There wouldn't be anything more beloved to the people of Jannah than to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be the most beloved thing. As I said, different types of people, those that are truly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to hear this in itself is so much of enjoyment. We will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أدنى أهل الجنة منزلة لمن ينظر إلى جنانه وأزواجه ونعيمه وخدمه وسرره مسيرة ألف سنة وأكرمهم على الله من ينظر إلى وجهه غدوة وعشية. هذا ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the people of Jannah who will be on the lowest level, first explaining those that on the lowest level of Jannah, this is what they will be given. So when we see what the people of the lowest of Jannah will be given as far as material things are concerned, then we should imagine and appreciate that what the people of the highest Jannah will be given. So this hadith is starting off by saying, the people of the lowest Jannah will be able to see the dweller, the person who is of paradise, who will be on the lowest level of Jannah, will be able to see his orchards, his wives, his bounties, his servants, items of pleasure for a distance of a journey of 1,000 years. And a person has got everything in front of him. For example, just take one example. A person may have a holiday house. And in this holiday house, from the one spot, he can see his tennis court, he can see his swimming pool, he can see his exotic fish, he can see his animals, he can see his gardens. All from one view, it increases the enjoyment of that place. Rather than having it on different levels, one level will be the swimming pool and you have to go up to another level. So here he is saying that this person on one level, he can see so many things at one time. It increases the enjoyment of Jannah. This is for the lowest Jannati. At one level he is seeing what? This person that will be able to see his orchards, see his wives, see his bounty, see his servants, see all the items of pleasure for a distance of a journey of 1,000 years. Not just for 100 meters, 200 meters, 300 meters, a couple of acres on a person's farm. For a journey of 1,000 years, all will be visible to this person. Can you imagine what joy it will give? This is for the lowest Jannah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most honored dweller of paradise, the most honored dweller of Jannah, will be the one who will look at Allah Ta'ala's countenance in the morning and evening. The most honored dweller of Jannah will be the one who will look at the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. And this will be given him, this will give him so much of pleasure. Unfortunately, we don't have the real love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just to give us a little bit of understanding, when a person is newly married, generally you find a youngster who is newly married, when he goes to work, he's just waiting to shoot back from work. But he's going anyway, he just wants to be back at home with his new wife, new bride, you know, that is love. A person all the time wants to be in the company of that person that he is in love with. So similarly, when a person is in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will be more enjoyable than to be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this ability Allah Pak will give him in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people who yearn for Jannah, who make the correct effort to get Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who eventually get Jannah at the first entrance. You remember there are two entrances into Jannah. One is the person whose entrance is delayed, and one is the person who gets from the first entry. We should make dua that Allah Pak make us from amongst those that enter Jannah amongst the first entries. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and come early for the Jummah Salah. We should try and read Surah Kahf, and try and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah, if du'as are answered in that time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.